You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
Hello, guys. Welcome back to Put a Sock in It featuring Lerae and Noah Beck. Unfortunately, today is a day of hell because I went out last night. Let's start there, shall we? Let's be honest. You know, I'm wearing glasses because your boy. Let's point it out too. Noah told me not to go out, but unfortunately, I went out because I felt as though like I needed a timeout. You know. You know what I mean? What?
No, keep going. No. You're just in a talkative mood. I love
it. No, you know me. You know.
I can't wait till halfway through the episode. You're just gonna crash.
I'm crashing right now.
We have a very special guest today. Should we talk a little before we bring the guest out?
Just me and you? Honestly, make that bitch wait.
Oh,
let's humble him real quick because he thinks he's too hot to handle.
Hey,
I ate that.
You hella ate that.
Okay, but no, like dead ass, make him wait. Like, okay. Good job.
What's you up? You went out last night.
Okay, like, so I have.
Tell me about your night. Because I was with you in the beginning.
But let me explain myself. I don't go out at all. I haven't went out in like the past 3 months. Dead ass. Like I've been, you know, on my like homebody. You know, I like to knit and I'm gonna be honest. Should we start knitting soon? We should get into knitting. It's really good for therapy. but last night, we went to dinner with our friends and topic was to go out to a album release party.
Yeah, the plan was to meet at this dinner, hang out a little, and then go to this party after. It was Ian Dior's release party at Delilah, a club here in LA.
Just give them all the information. Y'all invited too. Shit.
Well, it already happened. It's not like we're saying like y'all pull up. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like it already happened.
And Noah,
it was a great time.
Let's be honest. Noah was supposed to DD. He was supposed to take care of me and take me to this party.
I took him to dinner, and then I told him.
And then he goes out of nowhere, going, "I don't care to go to this party." And I go, "Huh?" And mind you, I'm already 4 drinks in because my friends wanted to drink and you left me on the side of the road. So honestly, my respect for Novak is
you guys want to hear the truth? You guys want to hear the truth?
I guess.
I'll tell you the truth. One of the people that came to the dinner had a car service. And so it was a big like suburban Chevrolet.
It was Charlie D'Amelio's fucking driver. There.
Okay, it was Charlie D'Amelio's driver. Charlie was there. Okay, we went to dinner with her, and she was like, "Wait, guys," because we were about to order an Uber to go to the Delilah, and she was like, "Wait, guys, I have a car service." So
she did say that.
So everyone piled in the car, and I was like, "Wait, I'm actually probably just gonna head." Like I had no, because Dixie was at the studio and she was planning to meet us there. And then she got finished late and she was like, I'm kind of too tired to go out. And I was like, oh, well, if you're not going out, I'm.
Which makes sense. And
because I have no desire to go out. There's no need.
And honestly, I didn't have that much fun. I didn't have fun. I had a great time.
Yeah.
Honestly,
I'm sure you did.
It was good.
I'm happy you had a good time.
It was for sure good for the mental. I needed to go. I haven't been on in so long.
But guys, keep in mind that I literally just got back from Paris yesterday. I literally just got back from Paris yesterday. And so I was a bit tired and I was like preparing because I was like, we have a podcast in the morning, trying to be responsible.
He kept telling me that we have a podcast tomorrow. He told me not to get too drunk, but I didn't get too drunk and I made it here before.
Rallied for dinner. All right. I wasn't going to rally. I was going to, but I just didn't need to, especially not if Dixie was
going. I'm in my party boy. I'm like in my party era. I went out.
You literally just got done saying, I've been good. Like I've been a homebody, and then you just got done saying.
Okay, but I'm not going to kid. Okay, honestly, let's be honest. Last night was probably the most, I felt like I was in fucking Black Mirror, bitch. It was just, a club and they were playing rocker music and there was like all these like white boys just like headbutting and stuff. And girl, you know me, I don't listen to that stuff, so I'm over here trying to like vibe to them. I'm over here to like, they're like, we fall into lovers. I'm like, I fall into drugs. Like, it was, it did not give it up as a game, but you know, I tried my hardest to vibe and it was fun. Got home at 3 a.m.
Okay.
And now I'm here. Before Noah Beck, I got here before you. Let's.
Well, because we literally were about to cancel it. It's and then okay. We're like, wait, he's back on. And I was like, oh, okay.
I love to go ghost. I love going, you yeah. know.
You want people to miss you.
Yeah, like it was a prank, y'all.
We had a great time. We went to Italy together.
Mm-hmm. It was the best time of my life.
Yeah, it was actually a really fun time.
It was a little bit too much fun. It was only there for 2 days.
I know. So Larry and I just got back from, we went to Milan together, exclusive with Prada. Had a great time. Prada treated us very well. We went to the show. Great time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Was it your first time in Italy?
Yeah, it was my... Well, yeah.
It was my first time in Italy, too. It was a great
so
time. Pretty.
I think it was just more so, like, the overall, like, vibe. Because we went to Paris together, and hanging out with you was fun. It didn't hit as hard as this one did, though.
Well, I don't think we were as close.
Yeah, we were. We just...
We were close.
What happened at... We were filming Collapse and stuff, remember? Like the sister squad.
But that was like when we were like forced to hang out. Like I didn't know if I liked you yet.
Yeah, Noah actually didn't fuck with me at all. He was forced for Clout.
Oh, don't even. I've always liked you. But like we've gotten close.
Yeah.
And so this trip was really fun because we also made some like fun, and you still haven't posted our masterpiece yet.
And now introducing Harry Jowsey. Hello, and we're back with our lovely guest.
Ooh.
Sorry.
Save that.
We have our breedable koala bear.
Oh, wow. Hi, guys.
Hi. Hey, Harry. Hello. Harry Jowsey, everybody. Too hot to handle. The one, the only Australian bullfrog.
Oh, what up, you little hummingbirds?
Ooh, I like that.
No, I heard you guys say that before, but I feel like I had to stop doing it because it was a little bit cringe because I watch it back. I'm like... You're a grown ass man. Like, why?
But no, it's fine. People I love like it. It's like your thing. Really? Who else does that? And like, wait, how did you start doing that?
Did
like,
you steal it?
No. There was an Australian comedian where she said naughty possums, and that was where I started that. But then with me and my best friend Chris John, we would call girls like little national treasures, and then it like expanded to like little dumplings. And then, like, I guess I just ran with it.
Yeah, you got to run with that. That's funny.
But I was just like, at what point are people just like? Yo, you're fucking cringe. Like relax. You have a beard. You should like be talking like a grown ass man.
But you do. But like honestly, it makes me feel safe.
Really?
Yeah. Like if anybody Snapchatted me something and was like, "Hello, my little snickerbottom licorice."
Oh.
I would have been like, okay. Okay, so you've been on to my next question. You've been in LA for so long, right?
Yeah, a couple years now. A
couple years now, right? Yeah, and we have a lot of mutual friends. Let's get straight into it.
Fuck, here we go.
My friends know your friends. We have friends. We've been there. Yep. We've been that.
Is this on the sheet?
No, it's not. It's actually a question that I've been really dying to know. Mm-hmm. Are you currently dating somebody right now?
Me?
Yeah.
No, not at all.
Who's that Russian girl?
I don't know. We hung out in Dubai for a week. And then I was like, hey, I'm going to be in Costa Rica.
Mm-hmm.
I was doing this little retreat. And then after it, I was like, do you just want to hang out for a week? And then she did. And that was the second time we met. And it's probably a little aggressive to fly someone like across the world.
She's so pretty though. So like,
and she's great.
I feel like that just is like an experience you just can't.
No, she's really good. She's a lot of fun.
That's good. Mm. That's good. Sorry. I was going to get into a deeper question.
No, but no relationships here.
No, it looks like he's like...
That was just interesting.
Your life is so interesting. No, because like your life is insane. Like I promise you, like seeing your like stories of you in Dubai.
Wait, shut up. You guys like Paris.
No, but we talked about that before. We talked about
you guys getting flown by Prada. And I'm like, I'm flying people out. Like,
how is Dubai?
Have you been there?
Never. I want to go so bad.
It is crazy. It's like a big playground. There's so much shit to do.
That's
the most surprising thing is how there's like just so much stuff that you could just go to like no, like you could just walk in a Nobu. Whereas here, like you have to like know someone to like get a res.
Yeah.
But like you could do it, like do anything. It's really crazy.
How long were you there for?
A week. But yeah, we went to go skydive, but I'm too big to skydive because they said like no one will be able to fit on my back. So I couldn't do anything. It sucked. Like that's the funny. Cool stuff that we wanted to do, we couldn't do. They haven't skied.
You laughed.
What was that?
Did that one hit the spot or what?
Yeah.
That's so sad. That hurt. Because I went skydiving and I had a great time.
Really?
Yeah, but you can't skydiving because you're huge.
Shit.
That sucks. Fucked up. It's okay.
Yeah, it sucks.
Okay, my next question.
Oh, shit.
They're not bad. Do you think I'm just...
I'm waiting for the...
Oh, no, we'll talk about all your other... We'll get into that later.
Here we go.
I have some questions too that I want to ask, but not like grill questions.
Yeah, not grill questions.
I was gonna ask.
I'm just curious about your lifestyle because we don't really like. I don't know much about you besides all the pipe you lay down. But besides that, it's like I just want to get to know Harry Johnson for Harry Johnson. You know what I mean?
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah, so you're a Gemini, right?
Which is the worst one, apparently.
It's not, honestly. I know some Gemini men who I would let breathe and not self-choke. You're one of those.
Cancers are the worst ones.
Really?
Yeah.
Noah Beck has chlamydia.
He's a cancer.
You have chlamydia? No, I don't have chlamydia.
Wow.
I know you.
That's crazy.
Right? That's what I'm saying.
Noah.
I know nothing about astrology or chlamydia. So I don't.
What are your red flags, Harry?
I think that people that are self-centered and like people that act like they know more about, like they're not willing to learn, like they just know too much.
Close-minded.
Yeah, close-minded. And like people who like, I don't know, smoke cigarettes. I hate.
Ew, yeah.
I hate.
It's a big European thing. Yeah. It's very normalized in Europe.
Well, I just hate like, like laying in bed. Wait, and is that like smoking?
That's, no, because you just triggered me. That both of you. I remember we met, like they were just like, we were talking to somebody and like they were younger and they just started smoking cigarettes. And I go, your fans are smoking cigarettes, Noah. Do you remember?
In Italy?
Mm-hmm.
It's so normal there. And I like the skinny like aesthetic ones and I was like, no, low-key, it looks cool. It's kind of cool. It's kind of a vibe, like, but I'm like, yeah.
In
it's...
bed, when you're like hanging out, like I was seeing
just
someone
like ripping darts. It's just like
literally ripping them in bed. I was like, yo, bro, like I'm about to drag you out by your heels. Like you're gonna have to go outside. It's ridiculous. I hate smoke, like, and especially if you're trying
that's
to kiss
funny.
Them.
Yeah, ugh. Those are good red flags.
So what are your like personal red flags?
Like what do you do?
Like what do you think?
For me?
Yeah, people would think are red flags.
Oh, well, I think because I like air my entire life out online. Like, I think that's a red flag.
No privacy. I feel that though, but that's our job, which sucks because it's like, I feel like
I kind of like it.
Yeah, I do as well because you're kind of like documenting it for like, like your kid can be like, well, literally, when you have a kid, they can like watch your life and like probably a lot of it they probably don't want
to. Kids like watching me talk about when I did ayahuasca or like ate a girl out on
fair
a
enough.
Period.
Fair
you
enough.
Know? Like, I don't know if we want.
Yeah,
like,
it depends what kind of content you put out. Yeah, but,
like, you guys are good because you're child friendly.
Hold on. Hold on. You did what? You ate a girl out on her period?
Like, whatever. It's just.
Red Wing.
A bit of. Yeah.
Red Wing?
You eat a bit is of this what you had,
why is this so surprising?
Hetero men eat.
Hold up.
Hold
you be eating us.
People, hold on. People out of that. You don't know what I do. Not the. He. See, I mentioned.
Wow, you manifested it in real time.
Yeah. So, first of all,
wait. Going back, I want to hear.
Don't change the subject.
Red flag. Wait, what do you mean?
No, you guys are disgusting.
Well, why?
You know what?
Okay,
it's
fair
not
enough.
Disgusting.
Maybe we are.
Because you know, if you like a little nickel penny dime, you eat your nickel penny dime. Go off. But like, what
I didn't see anything wrong with it.
It's not wrong. You
it's
know,
just I'm... like it tastes like copper. You know, but like I didn't do it every. It's not a personal, you know, fan favorite, but like. I'm not gonna let a little bit of blood like
stop
me
you. Yeah, for having a great
from like
go
going in.
Go off, know? Dracula. Go off, King. You better fuck it up, fucking Edward from Twilight.
I was just about to say, come on, Edward.
The fuck. Okay, King. Moving on to your question.
Wait, friend. if we were in Twilight,
yeah,
would you be a werewolf or a vampire? Starting with Larry.
Oh,
I would be.
I feel like you'd be a vampire, like one of like the powerful
I'll
vampires.
I'll be the main one. You know, the one that's like.
Do it to your like, close
no,
shot.
Like,
go.
they got it. But you know what I'm talking about. That would be me.
Okay.
And I would eat me.
What would you be?
I feel like I'd be a werewolf, yeah.
Yeah, I'd have to be a wolf.
I feel like we'd both be werewolves.
Okay.
Like, rah.
Did he have...
Show me the werewolf.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, do the werewolf.
Do the roar.
Shit.
Harry, I didn't realize how funny you were. Oh, my God.
I'm not. I'm actually really nervous. I'm waiting for you.
Wait, so the red flags. The red flags. I want to hear them.
Oh, for me, I think because like I talk about everything in my podcast, I'm pretty open. But probably my friends as well. Like, you know, Zach, like he doesn't give a fuck. Like my friends are pretty ruthless. Like they're not like normal.
They are not normal.
Okay, that kind of leads me to like, I was talking with someone the other day and like they had this quote that they showed me about. Because we were talking about like our friends and like who we hang out with. And then he brought up this quote about, I don't know the quote exactly, so I'm not, it's not really a quote, but basically the meaning of it was like, show me someone's friend group and then you can,
based like who they are.
Yeah, like you can see who they are based off their friend group.
That's why I don't hang out with Tanner anymore.
At least you're honest.
But
I don't know if like, to an extent, I feel like that's true. Like, you're close friends that you can go to anything about, but like, I feel like, I hang out with some people that like, I don't feel like I act like at all, but are just fun to be around, and it's just like a good time.
I feel like you kind of like, it's like a mirror, like you kind of mimic a little bit or just get their energy. I've been like really like reflecting, like looking at who I surround myself with, because I did like this spiritual retreat at the end of the year, and it made me like come back and realize like, I don't know, you hang out with some people and you feel like really charged up.
That is very true.
And then like other people you feel like really drained.
Yeah, some people are refreshing.
Yeah,
like for me that's like family. Low key, like when I go see my family, I come back and I'm like, I feel sick. Good. Yeah, like I feel refreshed, and it's like always good to see.
Yeah, I feel like I have to be cautious of that, because you never know, like, I don't know, whenever you hang out with people, it's just like, ugh, it's more like it costs you more energy than you get out of it.
Anyways, Harry, since we want to talk about the Hype House show, why I feel as though you taking my spot wouldn't be bad. You would make such a good like Hype House reality star.
I did one, like, I was joking. I did like one TikTok where I was just like, oh yeah, season two. And all the comments like, Harry, you're 30. You should have been. And I'm like, do I really look that old?
You're not
30. I'm 24. Like, fuck.
I'm 23.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
I did not know you were 24. Wait, yeah, I did.
You think I was 30?
No.
Do I look that old? It's a beard, huh?
It's crazy. It's a beard.
Yeah.
But you're like a grown-ass man. So it's like, and like the best way possible.
How am I, what do I do?
You know what you give me?
You're a unit. You're like 6'5", 230. Like,
you're literally a tank.
You're just very developed. And it's like... I've kind of always meant to ask you this, and I just kind of never came. Like, how did this all start for you? Oh, like, how did
in trouble then?
No, just
one time you texted me, I was like, "Fuck, what did I do?"
No, I kind of just want to know, like, how this all started for you.
No, I was at university, and I was
in the U.S. or
no, in Australia.
In Australia,
and because I didn't really know what I was doing, so I was doing a double degree in business and art. And I was like 3 years in, or 2.5 years in. And I was like, I don't know, I was really confused and like I hated it. And then I had my brother's best friend, he committed suicide. And I was at like a really like twisted point, because I'm like, I just want to make my friends laugh. And then it was, as soon as I said that, my friend tagged me in a Facebook post for this reality TV show called Heartbreak Island. And then I was just like, I'm going to apply. I literally sent a photo of my cock in, I think. So I was like, I have to.
Why'd you do that?
Because I was like, I have to stand out. They're going to be like, who is this like tall dude with an average size cock? Like,
that's actually so genius. Thank you for, that's brave.
You should do it. Next Netflix show?
I might have to. So yeah. Just a cool little pick.
Yeah, you know? just get it. But, bus. So I applied for that. I was like, I'm going to win it. I told myself, I manifested it. And then I went on, I won it. And then ever since then, I was kind of just like, we started a company with the money. And we started doing like a whole bunch of other shit. But then, the Netflix show come about. I was actually meant to be on Love Island UK. Because I got a UK passport.
Love Island.
Would have been crazy. But then the Netflix people were just like, hey, you're just way too nuts. And then.
We need you for this.
Yeah.
That's because Love Island's Hulu, right?
Huh?
Love Island's Hulu, right?
No, ITV. It was a UK one. So it was like, it was a little bit more fun. I know the US one's pretty.
I don't watch the US one. I watched the UK one.
I've had a few of them like hit me up like, can I come on the podcast? I'm like, bro, what? What are we going to talk about?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what's going on. But yeah, so the Netflix show, Taught the Handle, really blew everything up for me. It was crazy because it was in the middle of quarantine. But then ever since then, I guess it's just the coolest thing has just been like, I guess, turning into an influencer. Like, doing like TikToks and stuff.
It's giving brand. Like, you have like an established brand. Because when you think of Harry Jowsey, you don't think of just like TikToker. It's like, it's like, you know how like you think of Bryce Hall?
Yeah.
The bitch does everything.
Yeah.
So it's just more so like that's what I think about you. But that's also just my personal opinion. Continue talking. Stop looking at me. It's making me uncomfortable.
So like, wait, what's your plan now? So like, you're just going to keep running with it and...
Yeah. So my goal is to do a different show every month. Like, I really enjoy like social media stuff, but my biggest passion is just making people laugh on like a bigger scale. So like hosting stuff, we did a show together, which is kind of random. Which I don't know when it's coming out or if we can talk about it, but just a whole bunch more stuff. Like, I just really love like the competitive space and like being in like a camera and like being a little bit more like, I guess, I don't know, it's a little bit more professional instead of just doing like what every other influencer is doing and just staying the same and like going out every night, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, just trying to be a little bit more focused. Like, I think acting and like hosting and stuff is kind of fun. So yeah.
I agree. Yeah. Like, that's fun. Yeah. I like being on set for some stuff. Like,
no, you feel so important.
Yeah.
Especially when people are walking you around.
Mm-hmm. You just feel so cool.
Yeah, you do. I love it. It's crazy.
Set days are long days, though.
Yeah.
They're long days. And well, so it's like,
I was talking to Tanner Buchanan, the one that did Addison's movie.
Yeah.
And he was telling me Cobra Kai, they're filming like 12-hour days, 14-hour days.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I'm like, how do you stay shredded?
Mm-hmm.
Like, all the time.
That's true.
Because he's so like, ripped.
When do you find time to work? Yeah. It's that's a crazy good point. Because I know set days are like, I don't think people really understand the like work that gets put in behind scenes of like the movies that they love, the shows that they love to watch. Like, so much, even like reality shows. Like, how was that? Like, were you always mic'd up? Were you always like, on Too Hot to Handle, was there, because just basing off like Sway Life and like the Sway reality show thing that I did, they like, it's not completely reality. Like, they pitch you like, hey, you should say this to them. And I'll be like, no. Yeah. And like, sometimes you don't want to, because it's like, you don't feel like yourself doing it. And so it's like, I'm not going to, you know, like I have an image that I want to keep, and I don't want to like, ruin that.
Well,
all
see,
for that.
That's the difference. Like, you guys like established, and with us, it's like on reality shows, like we're not getting paid. We're just like normal people that like got lucky in a lottery that could go on a show and like make something out of it.
So you gotta make your mark.
I think we had like 65 cameras around the villa, and like there's like three mics around the bed. You're always mic'd up. If you don't have your mic on, they like, they threaten to fine you. They're like, oh yeah, we'll take 20,000 off the prize fund.
No way.
But like, they don't do it, but it just like scares you. It's like, keep your mic on.
Yeah,
there's even like in the showers, there's mics and like cameras that can like just see your face. So it's like really hard to like, if you're trying to beat your meat, but you couldn't.
Yeah.
They, like, if you let out a little moan.
Lana, she'll see it.
She's everywhere. She'll, it was crazy. It. My issue is when I come, like, I start giggling. So like, when I was really like,
go on, Quagmire.
Up, no, I was just started giggling, and then everyone was just like, Harry's just nutted.
Did you? Okay. Like, the whole, like, I love reality shows, especially like love reality shows. Like, that stuff is so fun to watch, like Love Island, Too Hot to Handle, like all that kind of stuff. Like, it's just so entertaining to me, because it's so like, it is real, but I'm well aware, like being like in Hollywood, like, you know that things are probably like a little scripted, but like for the most part, it's real. So like, did you get along with everyone? Like, was
no.
it? Oh.
No, I went in and told them, like, all the lads, I was like, hey, like, we're not going to be friends after this. So like, if you want to talk shit about anyone, you should talk shit about me, because I'm going to talk shit about you. Which is probably the best thing I did, because then people go on like the interviews and start talking about me. And that was like the biggest turning point for me, because I was like, I've got friends and I know I'm here for a competition. And I know after this, it's going to be a competition. And like, I'm just here to fall in love. And I did that. It happened. And then, so I just, there's like a few of them that I still like keep in touch with, because they're like good people. But the rest of them are just like, they're just too big for their boots. Like, they think they're fucking Drake. I was like, yeah, none of us achieved anything. We just went on a show, and now like, you still live in your parents' apartment, and like, you're about to go back to your normal job. Like, let's relax.
Yeah.
You know? And that is full shade to my castmates.
That's my girl.
T.
All T, all shade, bitch, all offense.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized.
Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's Olly.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Okay, so I have some questions. I had a friend do some research on you, and they got some questions that, you know, the fans want to know. But I also have some questions that are fun for a debate, because I feel like we have three different personalities and three different mindsets.
Yeah.
Just general public questions. Mm-hmm. So which one do you want to start with first? Do you want me to get into the nitty gritty, or would you like to do some normal questions?
Let's get to the nitty gritty.
Yeah.
Perfect. You look worried.
This isn't for me though. This is for you. This is for him.
The first question, and I think it's the most common because I have no idea what they're talking about. Can someone develop boyfriend dick?
Oh.
What does that mean?
Yes. Well, I know you definitely don't have that. I know this. Word on the street, hung like a donkey.
That's what that means?
No. So, like, boyfriend dick is like...
hung like a donkey.
Come on, like.
No, so boyfriend dick is just like... a cock that you're comfortable having sex with like a handful of times a day. Like monster schlongs, like what you're with. Probably, you know, like people gonna be a little bit sore, you know? Yeah. It's probably like a once a week type of cock.
Yeah.
But like, you know, a nice perfect size penis.
Okay, that's what boyfriend dick
is. Like eight to ten times a day. Like you're never gonna get sick of it, you know?
Oh my gosh. Wow. Did you create boyfriend dick?
Yeah, because this girl said it and I was kind of offended. And then I'm like, oh no, actually I should be like happy with that.
Yeah.
You know?
That's such a good like little thing you got going on there.
No, not little.
This is what I know. I said what I fucking said. But this is what I'm talking about. You're like a brand. You're like a brand. Okay. Boyfriend dick, everybody. Yeah. My next question is oh, this one's good.
Oh shit.
This one's really good. Oh. Ooh.
Oh no. I'm in trouble.
I think I'm gonna skip on that.
Nah, do it.
You know, let's start with another easy one. What's your most embarrassing sex story?
Oh shit. Damn, where do I begin? I think like our most embarrassing sex story? Damn, I think I've had sex in like a graveyard. I think that's pretty embarrassing.
A graveyard?
Or a cathedral. Yeah. Both of those like at the same.
That's not even embarrassing, that's concerning.
Well, I don't know what's like considered embarrassing, because I guess I'm
have you ever farted during sex? I feel like you're the type to fart and giggle about it.
No, I've never done that. I've never let out a little squeak. I think I've had a girl fart on me. I've fallen asleep during sex when I was on top. I was so drunk.
I would cry.
And then she's like, oh, let me take over. And then she jumped on top and she's like, she said I was snoring. But like my situation was still good to go. Like
what?
Working. This is why you're good you don't drink. You know, you could get drunk and pass out.
Yeah. Noah, his like Disney Channel brain is like can't like listen to it.
You guys are doing great.
He's like, you guys edit me out of this episode.
Wow, you fell asleep. That's actually just like different.
I don't know. I was just really drunk. I was traveling through Europe and like I was 19.
That makes sense.
Yeah, we just fell asleep. That's crazy. I have no memory of it.
So now this is just questions for all of us to debate off of.
You got a lot over there.
You know, you see me.
You scrolling through. Just pick one.
I'm trying to think of which one. Okay. Does it matter who? Let's say we're all in a relationship. Does it matter who your partner follows? Are you?
Oh, I like these. I like these.
Yeah. Doesn't like. Are you?
Would I care?
Yeah. Like, let's say she's following. Let's like Cristiano Ronaldo and like Drake.
That's sick.
You don't care?
No way. No, I wouldn't care at all. I remember one ex would like name drop and she would get annoyed that I would get excited about dudes that she's bagged. I'm like, nah, that's sick. Like, go you. Like, I'm in your corner. I love like, you know, people that are open about this stuff, but following on Instagram doesn't really matter.
Okay.
Unless they're like getting ran raw, then I'm probably going to have an issue with that.
Okay.
You know? What about you?
That's a good answer. Let's say hypothetically this person slides in their DMs and they still follow them. Are you okay with that?
Yeah, it's just a conversation.
What if it's like trying to bag your girl?
But if she's showing me, I'm like, I trust her.
Okay.
You know?
Huh.
I didn't find an security issue.
Yeah,
I don't find an issue. Because like also, I know 9 times out of 10 these celebrity dudes are really fucking boring. Mm-hmm. And like I know I'm a great time because I'm just a normal dude that just runs around like an idiot.
That's so,
like, true. And I'm way more fun than like
You're so fun.
These other dudes.
I don't care who you follow, but if someone is trying to slide into your next question, Harry fucking Giles, he's fucking crazy. You know what I heard on the block?
Oh, fuck. No, don't. Yeah.
Next question. Does body count matter?
Oh, this is a good topic. You start.
Should I start it?
You want me to start it? So then your answers are probably like less crazy. To me, it doesn't, but it does, only because I don't want to date somebody that's been ran through. Is that slushy?
Define ran through.
Like they ran through everybody else. Like, I don't want to date a guy that's like
you can't go into a party and and everyone's just like,
everyone's like, oh, I've hooked up. Like, I do not, like, I don't mind talking.
But what number is the point where it's ran through?
See, okay, let's go. I'll use my...
Because I have some friends and I know some people that have high numbers.
And like, it's if you are just, what I call these men, I call them community dick. It's like a community pool.
I feel attacked.
I said what I
said. We call it a town bike. You know, everyone's having a ride.
Okay, we can use that word. But like, if I'm going to date a guy, I want it to be where it's like nobody has touched them. But like, if I'm going to hug, I don't care if you're like
community you're into that. Dick.
Like, yeah.
You don't know my answer?
What is your answer?
I feel like if I don't have to know, then I don't have to know. You know, like, I'd rather not. Like, I don't care what happens BN before Noah. You know, I really don't want to hear about. Yeah. I mean, of course I want to hear about that, especially if we become like.
You get so stressed out real quick.
I'm not being stressed out. I'm very calm. I'm composed. It's just like, I don't really. Of course I want to hear about their past and all that stuff. And like.
I agree.
Especially if I want to get to know them, like, actually. But I really don't care. If I don't have to, I don't really want to hear your body count, you know? And it's like, if you did go through that phase where like, have fun, go for it. Like, but it's just like, why does that affect me now, you know?
What if I'm the hoe?
Oh, 100% you are.
I've been ran through. Larry,
just kidding.
I think body count doesn't matter because I feel like the higher, the better. Huh?
Hold on.
But like,
in terms of experience,
I mean, like, I just feel like I've had sex with people who are virgins, and I've had sex with people that have had sex with a lot of people.
Yeah.
And I find that when someone is like very in tune with their sexual energy, that's one of the most attractive things for me, because they know what they want, they know what's going to make them tick, like, they're going to be comfortable enough to tell you what's going on in the bedroom. But most importantly, like, I feel like they're a little bit more confident outside, because they're, you know, they don't care if you're going to like stare at their butthole. Like, they don't really care what's going on. Like, they're a little bit more confident and they hold themselves a little bit better. I don't know. But I guess that's not people who've had a high body count. It's people who are just like in tune with their sexual energy. So for me, I don't personally care, but I do get a little bit ticked off when like I start seeing my whole friend group is just like, oh yeah, like we've all like, there's this one girl I was seeing for a minute, who I know she hooked up with my best friend, and then I started like to like her, and then I was at Hyde, and like six of my friends like made out with her, and I'm like, that isn't fun for me. And then she went home with Tyler Cameron. She went home with him, and then like hit me up the next day.
Okay,
it's interesting. I'm like, I was like, dude, that's fun, but like, I can't date you.
Yeah,
you know,
because it's also like a respect thing. You just made out with six of my friends.
Yeah, so. Yeah. I felt a little bit.
I don't want to dibble in my friend's water.
Yeah. You need a little custard smoothie going on down there.
Yeah. Next question. Y'all are so honest. It's really cute. Oh, these are cute. Okay. Mm-hmm. We can do a cute one. What's harder, friendship breakups or relationship breakups?
Ooh.
What's harder for you?
Have you ever, let's just start with this. Have you ever had like, because I'm going to be honest, I don't think I've ever like dropped a friend because they're just like, you've been a bad, like, I don't think I've ever had like a friendship breakup. Like, I've had friends that I've like drifted apart from just because growing up, moving places, like,
same.
But I don't think I've ever had a friend where I've been like, you hurt me, like, we're done.
Like, you're still a traitor. Like,
come on. But I have had breakups and those suck, but in terms of friendship breakups, have you had a friend that you've dropped or has dropped you?
You dropped a few friends recently.
Yeah.
Talk about that.
Okay, we can. It sucks.
Oh wait, yeah, you have.
I really just keep setting him up.
No, yeah. I think it's more so. It's awesome. I've my entire career, I've been friends with everyone I've started with type thing.
Yeah.
I hate conflict. I hate the whole like we're adults. We're gonna see each other eventually. So mm-hmm. there's no point to beef over something stupid when we can get past it. That's what I believe in, and I've done a great job doing it. I'm still friends with almost everybody. But now recently, I've taken upon myself to like stand up for myself type thing, mm-hmm. and instead of like trying to like, if I know I didn't do you wrong. Okay, good. But if I see you physically do me wrong on national television on a reality show and I see how you talk about me, okay, I get to see your true colors type thing. So
wait,
I don't.
Who?
It doesn't really matter. but if I don't like the people that, I don't like people that can say something so negative about you behind your back, but then in person, like, I don't like that. And I feel as though all my friends around me, even just to like you guys, don't ever say anything negative about me behind my back because I don't give you a reason to. But like,
true.
Seeing people like if you can come to me and talk shit about everybody else that you're friends with, then I don't want that in my life. So people like that I just stay away from. But it's very hard. True. It's hard to break up with people like that because you like I love everybody. I want everybody to love me. But
yeah, I think you
just can't change people sometimes.
Yeah, I suck when it comes to. I feel like friend breakups for me are just so much easier because like once someone does me wrong, I'm very stubborn.
Yeah,
like, I'm just like okay, cool, like goodbye. Like I don't want to talk to you ever again. Like if I see you out, like I'm just gonna act like you're just. Like just some NPC, like just some robot over
that's
there.
That's true.
But like really when it comes like breaking up relationships, I kind of suck because I always want to come back and or just miss the sex. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But yeah, relationships a lot.
I don't know how to do relationship breakups at all. I don't believe in them.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, that's a whole new topic. What do you mean you don't believe in them?
If you try to break up with me, I think you're just being silly. It's like,
aw.
Right.
See you next week.
My relationship before Brady, I was like a, I lost feelings type breakup. We move on. But Brady, it's like.
But those
could really good looking dude.
We both got I think those.
You guys gave me some relationship advice. Let's go.
Those could arguably be like some of the hardest. Because like they didn't do anything wrong. Like I've had breakups where like. In the past, obviously, that have been like...
You know, Dixie heard you. She's on her way here.
No, I love her. She's great. But I've had girls in the past that I've like just... I don't know. That spark's not there. And I'm like, it's not like something, it's not there anymore. I'm just going to break up. But like you try to fight for it back. Like you try to spark it up a little bit, like take them on different dates. Like, but you just don't really have the feelings that you had in the beginning. Yeah. And it's like nothing you can really control. Yeah. And it's nothing. And it's like, that's like the hardest thing is like, when you break up with them, you have to tell them that because you can't like make something up, and be
surprise.
Like, I mean, you can, but like,
but being honest is just the best way. Because
you have to be, but being honest in that case, like doing the right thing is so hard sometimes. And like telling someone that you lost feelings for them is like,
I lied. I literally go, it's not you, it's me. Mm. And then 2 weeks later, he found out that I lost feelings.
But to be
on.
Fair, that I mean, did you lie though? Because it is you. Like you did lose feelings.
Well, I also said like I'm so stressed out with work, and you know, like life is crazy. Mind you, I had only 100K, so I don't think I was stressed out about anything.
Right.
He probably thought he was like, you make a YouTube video for 10,000 people to watch it. What are you stressed out about?
Yeah.
But I hope you're doing well, buddy. Also, so let's say, can you be friends with an ex?
Yes.
You think so? Do you have any exes that are friends?
No.
You can.
I feel like I
would love you to answer this properly because I've seen your entire relationship status go here, there, everywhere.
I feel like you could. Mm. You definitely could do it if you're both mature, but like I feel like the people that I end up dating. Like, it's just a little bit crazy.
So crazy.
And I probably because I am crazy as well. Mm-hmm. So I think, like, for me personally.
Oh, I feel so bad for these girls.
Probably. Yeah, same. But, like, I don't know. Other people I know that can't. I feel like you could definitely be friends with your exes. I couldn't. I don't think you could. You'd end up fucking them.
Oh. I'm doing it. I'm trying. Back to you, though. I feel like. Back to you. I feel like it'll be so hard. The reason why I say I feel bad for these girls to like clear my name really quick, only because I feel like you'll be such a good like person to be like dating, I guess, because you probably make them feel so special and like your little nicknames. And I know you give like cute little texts or something. Like that's why. So like you ripping away all that from them, they're probably like, well. You set the bar too high for other guys, like Noah. You know what I mean?
No, I feel like he'd be fun, and it's just like,
and then just imagine breaking up with them, and they're like, "Wait a minute, who's going to call me a little snicker bottom.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess people could tell what I'm like uninterested really quick because I just literally just stopped talking.
Oh my.
Yeah. Like just full cold turkey. I'm like, ugh, sorry. And then like I'll just be sleeping with someone else. I don't know.
You're awful.
No, it sucks.
The being friends with exes is very like
slippery.
It's touchy. It's very slippery because it's like, of course you want to be like, they were a big part of your life once at one point in your life. Like they were a big part of your life. You don't want to just completely toss them to the curb unless they did something very awful to you. But even then, it's still like one of those things. I think me personally, I try to be civil with my exes. Like I'm not going to hit them up out of respect for my current girlfriend. I'm not going to be like, really? Hey,
that's also another question I wanted to ask. So let's say, you know, y'all are dating somebody, right?
Right.
But before you started dating this person, you and your ex, y'all are just friends. Do you stop being friends with your ex because of your current relationship?
Never.
Ask that again.
What?
Okay, just ask me again.
Right. I didn't hear it.
You know, okay, let's say you and your ex are friends, and then you and Dixie get into a relationship, hypothetically. And do you stop being friends with your ex? Because of Dixie?
Out of respect for my current girlfriend, yeah, I'd probably have to like...
Okay.
I mean, because you have to put yourself in
absolutely
their shoes.
Absolutely. What if they don't care? Then you're fine.
But no, but you know they do care. Because it's like...
You're a dog.
Well, I'm just... Okay, play the situation out.
Play it.
You all go to dinner together. They end up liking each other enough to have a threesome with you. You're winning.
Okay. You ate that.
Like,
I never thought about crazy? It like that.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time. Apes hunt humans. That is wrong.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Larry and I have a hotline for this podcast, and prior to the show, we tweet out or put it on Discord or Instagram story, whatever.
Sick.
We put out this hotline, and we have like a prompt, and this week's prompt is, tell us a story that you wouldn't even tell your best friend.
Oh, nice.
So they're getting deep with us, and it'll be even funnier if they like say their name before, and like,
and then we Google them and find their best friend. And
or no,
them.
Like if one of their friends hear it and be like, you what? Did that, and so like it's probably best if they keep this anonymous, but like even if they do put their name in, it'll just be like funny, like but I think without further ado, let's hear some of these.
One time I was staying in a hotel like on holidays, and I was watching the B-movie,
great movie,
and the rest of my family was like just chilling asleep doing their thing, and I'm watching the B-movie. And I just start touching myself to the B movie.
I always have sex with this movie.
That's that.
That's it.
Yes, Riley. Woo! I always have sex with the B movie.
Wait.
Yes. Are you crazy? It is such a good, like,
it's a good film.
Halfway point. Like, whenever you're just like chilling, because you've already seen it, it doesn't matter. Like, if someone's coming over for Netflix and chill, it's just like literally easy. Like, oh my God, let's watch this. It's enjoyable, family friendly. And then they get a mouthful of
bee
human
juice.
Honey.
Oh, human honey.
Oh my! The way Riley.
Yeah, where did that whole thing? That was a little bit creepy. But
I just started touching. Like, I wonder what did it for him. Like, I wonder what was the point where it was like.
It was just like, oh, that bee's got a fucking nice bump,
right? Like,
Weird.
I have no response to this at all.
Yeah, there's not much to.
Thank you, Riley.
Thanks for sharing, Riley.
I hope your parents see this.
Right?
So I have a confession to make about this. Okay, so a confession I don't even tell my best friends. So I have a crush on this girl, and like every single time I'm in bed, I always get like my stuffed teddy bear. Uh-huh. And then I'll cut on my teddy bear thinking it's her because I just have the hugest crush on her.
That's so cute.
I thought that was going in a different direction.
And sometimes I feel like she's like, I don't know. Sometimes I feel like it's like super weird. Okay, but like her name is Paige. Like that's my confession. But like,
yeah, that's cute.
Nobody knows because we've had like a history together. And yeah, so like,
that's really cute.
She likes me back. I know that, but like, none of my best friends though. So that's like my confession.
Let's go, girl.
Wait, if she likes her back, why don't they? Tear the bandaid off and just.
It's probably deeper than that.
Wait, but that was so wholesome. That was kind of cute.
I know. I thought I was going a different route.
Yeah, no. When she pulled the teddy bear out, yeah, I was like, I've heard this story before.
Right.
I've seen this on like Big Mouth.
But
oh, what a little sweetheart.
Wait, that was cute.
Well, shout
I don't think
to
that's
Paige.
Creepy at all.
Let's go, Paige. Paige, if you're listening, Bailey really likes you, and she wants you to be a little teddy bear.
Aww.
And the accent made it so perfect.
Aww.
Paige, I know you're listening. Please go cuddle her.
When I was like nine, I made out with this girl under the jungle gym at school. Then she cheated on me the next day.
There it is.
Twisted knife.
When you were nine?
That was it. Nine, kissed under the jungle gym, and then the next day kissed someone else. I mean, I feel like that's how it goes when you're nine. I don't think there's no strings attached.
Deep. Yeah.
That was cute.
If you're nine, please don't listen to this episode.
I still haven't told her that I watch her content because she hates Lorray with an absolute passion.
Same.
And I don't know why. Like, I have literally drawn you and put like 2 months. I took 2 months to draw Lorray. And I don't want to show her, even though she's the only one that'll care, because she hates your content.
Wait, that was her confession.
I think her mother hates my videos, and
no, it's a story that you don't tell your best friend.
Oh,
so I think her best friend hates you.
Oh,
that's awesome.
You should call her out for a boxing match.
I know. Tell your best friend to eat my ass.
Wow,
Minx, I love you so much. We made videos for Minx in Italy.
That was actually her.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hello.
Hey, Queen.
Tell your best friend for the fucking stuff.
Have you seen any of her drawings?
I haven't.
Have I? She spent 2 months drawing you. I want
to
see it.
Minx, send drawings.
Send the drawings.
Send the drawings, Minx. Oh my gosh. And tell your best friend to choke.
Shit. Trip. Just fall.
Okay, so pretty much this dude that my sister was messing around with started texting me and all that. And
straight out of a movie.
I think she knows that he came over to my house.
You dirty dog.
But she texted me about it, and I highly doubt she cares. And I was gonna try and ask him out, even though he fucked my sister.
There it is.
That's it.
Why do you want this guy if he's fucking you and your sister?
Wait, this is like straight out of a movie.
Why would your sister text you if you live in the same house, your siblings?
I don't know. I wonder what the age difference is. Like, I wonder what. Like, I wonder if they live together. Like, this is straight out of a movie. I feel like I'm listening to Kissing Booth. Like, interesting.
Yeah, I don't know if you want some community cock.
Wait, so she wants to ask him out even though.
Wow.
Don't do that.
Oh my god.
You want your sister's
community cock
resin on his Johnson tip. We don't want that.
Don't want that at
There's plenty of beautiful cocks around. Just
yeah, but
enjoy it.
But if he's special, man, if you really like him, I say go for it. But for the logically thinking here, I don't know. There are a lot of guys out there.
I do not approve. Especially if he's fucking your sister. Oh.
And the way that was just so casual, she just threw that in. Yeah. She's like, I'll they were messing that. Around, and then halfway through,
fuck my sister.
Fuck my sister.
I'd beat that bitch up. Fight your sister.
I would. Yeah, I don't know if you tell your sister.
Duel to the death for the dick.
my best friend decided to stop being my best friend. So since I don't have a best friend anymore, and I'm making new friends. What's up, girlies?
Hey, bitch.
When I was, I still collect my teeth.
Oh.
Not even kidding. I have wisdom teeth. I'm 15.
Oh.
And I'm going to be getting them removed soon.
You should make a necklace.
And I've kept all my baby teeth. Like, I've given, like, some, like, maybe three of them to the tooth fairy, but that is it. And I've kept them, like, all in the box. And I love them. They're my babies.
Aw, that's cute.
Make a necklace.
I think it's cool to collect teeth. Okay. Some people are like, ew, that's nasty. Some people are like,
I like
you, what the fuck? Why do you do that? But
she's trying to explain like it.
She should be a dentist.
Bye.
No, she's honestly, trying to like explain herself.
If you want to make me a necklace with your tape, I'll take it.
She's like, it's not weird, is it? I don't think it's weird. She's just like explaining herself. Bestie, we get it.
That's cute. Harry.
What?
We only have 5 minutes left. I want to make you sweat. I want to break you.
No, we don't. What are we ending at 118?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I just go with it. You're
we have
my...
5 minutes left, Harry.
Yeah. Harry. Noah.
Here we go.
So your relationship with Tana Mojo.
Mm.
Let's talk about it. Why haven't you smashed yet?
I'm not like, I think she's great, but I'm just not my cup of tea.
Mm. What is your cup of tea?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Everyone has their types, right?
Oh my God. You know who my best friend is?
Oh,
you know Nikita, right?
Yeah. Big fan of Nikita.
I know. I remember she did this like music video thing where she dropped, it's called Dick. So cute. I swear there was a body figure that looked just like
I was so frustrated because it wasn't a good photo. You know?
I thought it was an amazing photo.
No, because I told her, I was like, yo, if you want to take a fucking selfie, let's do that. Like, let's look good together. You know, it could have been a great photo.
She did you dirty with the photo.
Yeah, I was like raggedy old undies. Like I didn't think I was gonna get anything that night. Like fucking hell. But
I'm lost. By the way.
Oh, so Nikita sucked me off one night.
All right.
I wasn't gonna say that.
T. Okay. and she took a picture.
What? And that is all, folks. We're gonna blur that one out, shall we? Thank you, Harry Johnson, for coming out to my podcast. I got what I needed, and I'll see y'all next week.
It was a big night. It was pretty drunk, but whatever. It happened.
We're not ending yet.
It's like that whole outro.
Oh shit. Yeah. Damn, I love you. You know that? You're probably one of my favorite human beings on this planet.
Well, here's the thing, like I've had like dudes hit me up and be like, oh my God. I'm like, bro, shut the fuck up, bro.
It's not that deep, yeah.
Like, if Nikita Dragon's gonna grace you with the evening of her time, like fuck, like be proud of it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think she's so gorgeous. And I think she's like, most importantly, like her energy and like her business mind. That's the most attractive thing.
She's very smart.
Very smart.
Very smart.
She's smart. And her energy is like very smart. Like,
it's powerful.
Like, it's powerful. You feel charged up when you leave her. So like, whatever. Like anyone who thinks it's weird can eat my ass. Like I think she's so gorgeous.
I think it's so weird.
Yeah. Oh.
I knew you were gonna, I was trying to think of something to say for like... So many people probably think it's weird now just to get their ass eaten.
Oh my God, I am so funny. No, honestly, I got a phone call that night and she goes, bitch. I go, bitch, what happened? And she goes, all I'm going to say is I took a trip to Australia. And I go, what do you mean? And she goes, bonjour. I screamed.
What?
I screamed.
What does bonjour have to do with it?
Well, what does they say like in Australia? What is it
G'day.
Like? Like she says something mate or something.
Bonjour is French.
Honestly, Noah, choke, please.
Being international,
you know,
and cultured.
You know what?
What?
I'm gonna fucking say it.
Here we go.
Your red flags are showing today. Your red flags are showing.
Today. He told me about my red flags last night.
What are they?
He thinks he's always right.
That's.
Remember how you said you like people who learn?
Yeah,
he doesn't like to learn. He likes
no,
to
but
teach.
I'm such
she's
a sponge.
Mm-hmm. Like, egotistic.
Oh, I hate this.
Very
we should have ended. We'll use his outro. This is all just.
Yeah, it's fine now.
Don't even. I am such a sponge. You know, I'm like so open minded.
No, you're not. It's very much your way or the highway. One time.
No,
we
I just don't like
one
people
time
wrong.
In Italy.
I don't always think I'm
you
right,
me,
but
you
like when
you
say
you
when we're talking about Australia and you say bonjour, I'm gonna correct you. All right, well, make sure you guys go check out Harry on all of his other platforms. You can find him everywhere, I'm assuming, on just Harry Jowsey.
It's me. So my podcast is called Tap In with Harry Jowsey. Make sure you go leave 5 stars. Let's get this podcast to number one.
Let's do it.
Let's go. Let's go crazy. Come on.
Okay, love you guys.
I love you guys.
Have a nice day. Bye.
You've worked hard for what you have, your money, your assets, your 401k, and home. Isn't it all worth protecting? Nearly one in four consumers have been a victim of identity theft. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your finances with up to $3 million in reimbursement. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you might miss. And if your identity is stolen, your dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Let LifeLock help protect what you've worked so hard for. Save 25% off your first year on LifeLock Ultimate Plus at LifeLock.com/aware. Terms apply.